This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Secret Service said on Monday its protection measures are working a day after the second assassination attempt on former president and current Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
U.S. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe said agents did their job to the letter when they noticed a man poking a rifle through the bushes at former President Donald Trump's golf course. The suspect, Ryan Wesley Routh's family members and former colleagues, are being interviewed by the FBI. Authorities are pursuing and executing search warrants for cell phones, a vehicle, and electronics for Routh. An FBI agent says he also had numerous felony charges for stolen goods between 1997 in 2010. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Russia said on Monday its forces had retaken control of two villages in its western Kursk region from Ukraine, continuing what Moscow says is a significant counteroffensive there. Russian forces have been battling Ukrainian troops in Kursk region since August 6th, when Kyiv surprised Moscow with the biggest foreign attack on Russian soil since World War II. A senior Russian commander and pro-Kremlin war blogger said last week Russia had restored control of about 10 settlements in the region, an assertion not confirmed. Ukraine says its forces control about 100 villages in Kursk over an area of more than 1,300 square kilometers, which Russian sources dispute. A debate among election rivals for mayor of Sao Paulo, Brazil's biggest city, descended into chaos when one struggling candidate hit another with a chair and was expelled. The attacker picked up the chair and brought it crashing down on the victim's shoulders.